Are we ready for this? So, what I have here is I have our A5 from last night where we created our frame. Remember, the frame goes up. It's got the label that says hi, and it's got a text area. Run it. There's our little window with the label. It says hi in the text area. And what my goal here is to get something in that label from a file, and to get something in the text area from a file. So, step one, make a MyIO object. So that I have a way to connect to the file. Okay. Now I have what I've done with my assignment 5 startup class is I've linked together the frame with the file input, so they have some kind of a connection, so they can send messages to one another. Sending messages in object-oriented programming is just a long-winded way of saying call a function. Now I have both the functions and the variables, any setters and getters, are available to me through these two objects, MyIO and MF. Okay, now I'm going to need a text file. Now I create mine. This is a kind of a hazardous way to create text files because you have to remember some rules. What I'm doing is I look like I'm creating a new class. I just click OK. I don't care what's in it, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to change what's in my text file. I'm going to put the number 1 on the first line. That is going to tell me how many students are in this file. And then, because I don't know how to use string tokenizer, I'm going to put the first name, the middle initial, and the last name of the student. Oh, wait a minute. I don't think our person class has a middle name. We just have a first and a last name. So I'll put the first name on one line and the last name on one line. Okay? This is exactly the same thing that I would type if I was running the assignment 4 demo I did for you, where I said, how many students, what's their first name, what's their last name. Only this time I'm putting it in a file. I say save as, I'll call it studentList.txt. Yes. Nope, it'll read it sequentially. Whatever's next gets read next. First name, last name, first name, last name, first name, last name. Oh, you want my student to have an ID number too? Now they have an ID number. Okay, now what you want to do is you want to make sure that you remove the text file from the project. Otherwise, what happens? It tries to compile it, and you'll just get error after error because it can't compile, you know, the one, the Chuck Cheese, it just doesn't know what you're talking about. Okay? And make sure you don't save it .java, which is, if you just say save, it'll put .java on it, it will still try to compile it. .txt. Or more safely, you can create it in WordPad. Okay. Now I have a file. I've got some I.O. Let's not worry about the student class or any of that. Let's just try to read it and display it. Yes?
How we can delete the class, one of the classes, because that's 5, and we have to go to the, before I have to go to the drive to delete that, because that's
Yeah, you did remove from project. The project, remove from project. That's why I'm showing you properties of project removed from project. Okay? Don't ask me about why right-click doesn't work. You tell me it doesn't work, I'm showing you what does work. I don't know the logic behind how people design these things. I think that Java is developing much more rapidly than Java development environments for some reason. Probably because the development environments are more complicated. Java is actually a very simple language. And it's very easy to just keep adding and adding and adding stuff to it. And they've got ahead of the curve. But that's okay, it'll slow down. Just think back to the Kernighan and Ritchie C compiler. For any of you ever got to use that. Okay, so let's just go ahead and read something from our file and put it into the label. So how do I put it into the label? MF.L. And you see all this list, all of these methods are now available to you. You can't see it. And here's that thing I was telling you about where it shows you the argument type. Okay, well, let me see if you can see it this time. I'll put M-I-O, oops. So I noticed, thank you. M-I-O dot string input. Here's the prompt. What I've said is I said go out to the MIO class, read a line, put that line that you read into the label. Student list, open. There's our label with the number 1 in it. Is that easy or what? Exactly. That's exactly what I would do if I wasn't more humble. I would clap for myself. See how easy this assignment is? Everything worked. Don't ask questions. It may not work if we change anything. It's a very touchy situation. Okay, what if I wanted to add the next line to the text area? MF, not while, I just want the next line. MF.TA.append. MIO dot string input, double quote. Pick a file, open it up, the number 1 shows up in the label, the word Chuck shows up in the text area. Now notice where the cursor is in the text area. It's at the end of the word Chuck. So, if I wanted to put cheese on the next line, I would do what? MF.ca.append. New line. Now if I run it, there's Chuck and there's the cursor one line down and so on. So see, this is easy. So now you guys know all about reading a file. Yes. It turns out I can. Look, I can undo as well. So these text areas are pretty smart. Okay, in fact, this is a text area. Right? These, where you do your code development, that's actually a J text area. Click on the coffee cup in the toolbar to get my window back. Okay, so now let's integrate. This is the hard step. We're going to integrate assignment 3 and 4 with assignment 5. Is it time to go yet? No, not till we've done this integrating 3, 4, and 5. So what do I have to do to integrate assignment 3? Import A3 dot star, because I need my student class. Right? Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to int number equals MIO dot string input. That gives me a string, and I want to take that, oh no, sorry, that gives me a number, number input. Right? So the first thing I want to do is read a number. Then I want to make an array of students. Student array student equals new student number. That gives me number many students. Right? Now what I can do is I can say for int I equals 0. That would give me 0 students, and my class would be, well, from a teacher's point of view, no, I won't say it. My grading would be a lot easier. Unfortunately, your job would be a lot more difficult because you would have to teach yourself Java. Oops. I have a kind of a risky. Okay. So now what I've done is I've gone out and I've said how many students, and now for that many students, I'm going to go ahead and read their data. Well, I have two variables. Two. Oh, you want me to get their ID number? You're right, I have three variables to get. So, how am I going to get them? What's the first thing that you have to do? This is on the midterm tomorrow night. I have an array of students. Do I have any students? No, I have to create a new student. Right? Just making the array doesn't make the students. It just makes an array to put the students. Students, I equals new student. Now I have a choice. Look. String, int. So, that's my constructor method, right? So how can I use my data file? MIO dot string input comma MIO dot string input comma, MIO dot, number input. Now my arguments match, because you can use a method that returns a data type in place of that same data type. So I use the string, string, int. Okay? Now what I have to do is I have to move that student name over to my text area to list them. I'm going to put them in the text area. So, ms.ta. Oops, over here, append. Oh, it wants a string. Student I dot get name dot get first. I'll show you in a minute how we're going to improve this. Get name. What? Oh, I'll add that. Dot. What's the dot doing over there? Dot. Get last. Okay, now I have their name. Let's not worry about their ID number right now, because I'll show you there's a... Okay, so now I've added the name to the text area. Okay, using my student class, get name, get first plus, get name, dot, get last. See what we did wrong. Oops, we left out a illegal start of expression means what? I missed a curly brace. Students I, number input not found, because I forgot to put my prompt in there. See, it says number, down here it says number input with the open and closed brace not found. That's confusing to people who are new at this, because you look at that and you go, well, of course it's in there. What it's really saying is number input with no arguments is not found. So I put the double quotes in there. Now it compiles. And there's our student. See, the number's not up here. I didn't put the number in the label anymore. I could have put a label. I could have had at the start of the text file some label like student list, then read the other data and put the student list word in. Everything else I do now is a matter of, you know, fooling around with the data file. If I make the number 2 or 3, then I just have to put in enough names to satisfy the rest of the loop. Yeah. Can you put something next to the cup of coffee? Do you want a title up here? Let's do it. My frame. Super. My class. My class. Chuck Cheese. Small class. But very bright. Alright, this is what you guys are going to be doing in this assignment. Now let me just show you what you can do. I will go back to... package A3 to the person class, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a method here. Called toString, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to return name.first plus name.last. You see the usefulness of that? Okay, so, oh, nice. Then what I can do is I can go back here and I can just say students I dot toString. Oh no, method toString not found in a3.student. Oh, because I didn't save it. And I'll remove that from the project. I'm going to open and I'm going to compile it. Yay, now it works. So, you have to save your work. Sometimes you have to compile it. If you're using a subclass and you're going superclass, super, you have to recompile the superclass so that it can find the right link. And then we run it. Open the right file and we get exactly the same result. See, that's what you guys are going to be doing. So, what you have to do is you have to think through what are your classes, what are your subclasses, what kind of data represent those? How do you make an array of them? How do you put the data into the file? Go ahead and try it. And what you'll find out is you'll find out if and what you did right and wrong and so on in 3 and 4 when you get to 5. See how each one of these fits the one before it? Yeah. Questions on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
I'm not exactly
we'll find out. Oh, there is a connection.
What happened with the label became high?
What's that? I know, but remember I put the number as the loop reader. I didn't put it in the label. I took it out of that and made just the loop reader. Yes? Yeah. This is the end. Yes. So you take your assignment 3 classes, you make some data related to them and put it into a text file. And then with your assignment 5, you read your data file and you display whatever, students, cars, bicycles, horses, whatever you've chosen for assignment 3 subclass, you display the data regarding them in the window. That's it. In a window, in your own window, instead of in the console. Right. Step by step. Yes, sir. It does read the ID number. What it's not doing is displaying the ID number. You want it to display the ID number? Okay. Append. Plus, a space, plus, student, I, dot, dot, get ID. There's your ID number. Now, what do you want to do? The file dialog is there to pick a text file. You mean you have to build the text file name. And to build that text file name, you're going to get into the how many backslashes you need to, and all that stuff. So the file dialog will help you. Now, what we're going to see in assignment 6 is we'll throw a button into the window that says load and allows you to open the file over and over again in different files and have different files show up in the. That's what we're moving toward. But for right now, we're just keeping it simple. This is just a way to integrate. You've got a MyFrame class, a MyIO class, or some equivalent. You don't have to call them this. You can call them anything you want and have them do anything you want. And your window can have anything you want in it. But basically, you've got a window. You've got a way to get at a file system. And you're going to read the files, and you're going to display it in the window, and what you read from the file and display in the window is going to be using instances of your objects from assignment 3. Yes?
I'm going to read my three pages. You can have structure with the type and read from the full file with that structure. Is there anything like that in the structure?
Well, now, wait, what do you mean, read a...
Read the structure from the file.
You mean like doing direct access I.O., where you just go out and get a bunch of bytes? And
you get a bunch of bytes, but you can't go into the structure from there.
Yeah, you can do all that stuff in Java. Java lets you read any and every kind of thing from bits and bytes to whole objects. You can actually store a window in a file and read a window out. Or any other data structure, because remember, a data structure is just an object. You have to store it as an object, then you can read it as an object. Same with C, right? If you don't store it right, it doesn't work. Right. Well, they are. A class is exactly the same. Yeah, but remember that these classes, they are and they aren't, because just like in C++, where you have a class file, but they don't actually store the method in the object, they're stored independently of one another. If you can make a class, it's nothing but data. You don't have to have methods in it.
You have to store it, then to get it.
Right. You have to write it and then read it. Right.
Math. Java.math.
Java.math.
I tried that today.
Well, let's see. Well, let's try it and see what we get. Import Java dot Matt, Scott. Oh, that's just big decimal, little big integer. Let's see what else we have here. I know you can do it because I've had several students input Java dot. There's an easier way to find this out. I will just open. Java.lang.mat is the one. Yeah. Let's just see what's in there just to make sure. Yeah, it doesn't show what's in there, but I'm certain that's got all of the methods, the sine and cosine. Yep, that's what it is. Free code. Which class?
The person class, the additive and the graphics for the two string and the
calculator. Oh, yeah. All it, it's real simple. That's all it does is it, it just builds the string that I want.
So you just define
two strings. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what I'm doing is I'm overriding the one that comes with the object class.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What?
Okay.
An object, right, but it doesn't do anything. It just gives you back the object address in string format. So if you print out an object, you can actually see.
Integer.parse
and float dot two values. Oh, the easy way to do it is just to take double quotes plus int. See, if I just do this. Or an int variable, it becomes a string.
What if an object is between it and
one? Oh, then you say two integer dot two string the number.
You put the object inside
the string? You put a two string method, integer dot two string, and then the integer you want converted goes in the parentheses to two string. And the return type will be string. What? Well, this would be the for the student class. He wants to do it for something else. This is just the student class two string method. What do you want to do now? That's mine. That's not yours. Not mine. Easy. 86 questions, and their answer is Becky. It's just, you know, the parenthesis, you know, it's the end of the... Yeah. You could have figured it out. New line. Right. So you're on the next line. Okay, all set. Save everything and on to the five.